You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. It sounds like now PMS. If you have debilitating PMS, it is now considered a mental disorder. All right, does that blow or what? We're going to be talking about that. Yesterday we talked about this new revolutionary research into hair growth. Some of you missed that because we had gotten that breaking news in the third hour of the show, so we're just going to quickly review what's been going on with hair growth and how to stimulate that. They say firstborns may actually have higher IQs and be more clever than younger siblings because parents are so much more obsessive with them as opposed to the second, third, fourth child. Then it sounds like Senator Marco Rubio wants to introduce legislation to delay the health care law and avoid people being penalized with the tax if they can't access the Obamacare website to begin with to purchase the insurance. So we'll talk about if that's a good or bad idea. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, becoming pretty well known was the pregnant woman standing behind President Obama. There was a diabetic expectant mother, Carmel Allison, pretty lady, standing behind President Obama in yesterday's speech at the White House on Obamacare. Mind you, a report came out that only three people standing behind Obama during that speech actually signed up for Obamacare. So, but he was surrounded by a bunch of people. And she actually began, this pregnant woman began to get wobbly. She started to get dizzy and actually fainted. So Barack Obama caught her, helped catch her. The man behind her caught her. Some of you have asked me, was she faking it? You know, so she could have President Obama catch her. I would be a liar if I tried to admit that I never thought of trying something like that, a fake faint. So then you get to be in the arms of somebody you want to be with. Now, of course, I've never even considered doing it around the president. As far as I'm concerned, no big deal. He doesn't have to catch me. But I've thought about that. You know, can you fake faint? I don't think she faked it, though. She's a diabetic pregnant mother. You took a look at her. She didn't look like she was faking, okay? She started to rock a little back and forth, and somebody noticed that she was starting to get a little glassy-eyed. She seemed, I wouldn't be surprised if her pupils might have even been just a little bit dilated. She just kind of had that look. Then Obama kind of looks and kind of grabs her. She falls right as Obama's looking, which is why people think she probably faked it. But I just think she just, she had to stand there pregnant. She's hearing about Obamacare and the future of health care for her baby. She probably was completely devastated, and no wonder the stress caused her to pass out. She's okay. That could have really stunk if she actually fell while pregnant. But luckily, there was somebody soft behind her that grabbed her. She tweeted she was very grateful because I'm sure she already shook Obama's hand anyway. But what a way to get 5 minutes of fame. I just don't think she faked it. All right. I couldn't tell if she got pale because she was already pale to begin with. But mind you, I'm pale. So to me, everybody looks more tan than I am. But interesting how, your diabetics have become pregnant. Sometimes we kind of underestimate how vulnerable these patients could be. I mean, you know, I was pregnant. I worked until the last day of pregnancy, and a lot of us toughed it out, but it doesn't mean we're really that tough, okay? You know, usually when you're pregnant, you are supposed to take it easy. We've talked about that, where, you know, if you're supposed to stay off your feet, just stay off your feet. Now, yeah, we want you to get some exercise, but also we want to make sure baby's getting fluid. I was put on bed rest with both pregnancies because the babies were not getting fluid. And I wanted to work and I wanted the baby protected, and I actually saw patients hooked up to an IV. With my first pregnancy, I was hooked up to an IV while seeing patients. Because, it was during that time when it was still flu season. It was in February. People were sick. And I was told that I didn't have to be lying in bed and get a DVT. So I was walking around with an IV hooked up. Then I had to hook up somebody else's IV, and we just kind of sit there and kicked it while we were both on the IV. So, you're vulnerable when you're pregnant. But, I'm thinking that she fainted because, you know, she's listening to all this Obamacare stuff going, oh my gosh, Lord have mercy. You know? Now, should the healthcare law be delayed again? All right. Senator Marco Rubio was planning to introduce legislation that would delay the healthcare law's individual mandate until the technical failures could be addressed. He said it would be prudent to delay the requirement on individuals to buy health insurance, which is, I guess, supposed to kick in the next couple months, until users can consistently access the main website. I think I heard a report today on the news that they want the website to be running effectively for 6 months prior to then instituting the mandate. Now, some of you probably think this is a good idea. Some of you probably think it's a bad idea. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I say let's just move forward with it, okay? Right, everything will solve itself. Everything will even out. If people are, it's the law, okay? The Democrats made a law where we will get fined if we don't buy health insurance, okay? People re-voted Obama in. Then I say, as a country, we go with that decision. And if everybody gets mad that we are being fined or taxed, then it'll all work itself out in the next election. Okay? Asking for a delay and another... No, it's the law. Right? The government wants to tax us. They have a crappy system in place. They want to tax us. Let them tax us and then let us vote them out. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale? On emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gregory from Phoenix writes, Doctor, I can't afford health insurance or the mandate. Why don't we all reject the tax? They can't put all of us in jail. Like you said, the jails are overcrowded. And it goes on to talk about how expensive the health insurance is, et cetera. I wouldn't recommend that, guys. I wouldn't. You know, there's bucking the system, and then there's bucking the system. And unfortunately, you got the IRS involved on this one. So not paying the tax, and I think the highest it could go up to is, what, $695 a year? Not paying them the tax, yeah, they could. That is tax evasion. There is, I mean, they're going to get their tax money one way or another. Having everybody grouped together say they're not paying the tax, I don't know if that's really going to work, because a lot of people are going to purchase some sort of crappy, bare-bottom health insurance plan just to avoid getting taxed. I mean, you would need everybody on board with this. You know, just like when you strike. You know, if you have scabs, it kind of, you know, messes things up for everybody, because then these guys take the jobs and then they don't need you. So it's going to be impossible to get everybody to do that. I just say, if it comes down to the Obamacare website not working, so you have no idea how to find the insurance on the exchanges, Your job then is to go to, shall we say, your health insurance broker. And find a health insurance broker. Most of these guys are supposed to work for free. You don't pay them. I believe the insurance company pays them. And then have them break this down for you. And then just to hell with the exchanges. To hell with going online. Because, I mean, I've already tried it. I actually found health insurance, and it was way too expensive. These Obamacare exchanges, it was a $6,500 deductible for $700 a month for our family. That doesn't make any sense. I'm insulted by that. That it's ridiculous. So if Senator Marco Rubio wants to delay the Obamacare tax that we get, it does make sense. I mean, it makes sense that somebody would come up with that suggestion, and you know, good for him for bringing that up. But I think that'll really, really hurt us long term. Let whatever happens, happens. Okay? We voted Obama in. We voted the Senate, okay, and those of us in our Senate to pass something like this, we now take the consequences. Hopefully enough people get so upset that they vote other people out. Now, one of you had written me over the break saying, but the Democrats that voted for Obama aren't the ones paying the tax. Now, I don't know how much of that is true. We do know that a lot of people filed for waivers. You have a point, okay? But I don't believe 50% of our country is the only, or would be the only ones getting screwed by this. But you do make a point. Many people are going to benefit from Medicaid. Many people are benefiting from the waivers. So there is that possibility that the people screwed by this tax are the ones that didn't vote for this. And then I'll shut up, and then, you know, you guys, then, you know, fine. If you guys want to delay it, then I'll back off. But I'm under the impression that, you know, the people that voted for this to go forward and thought that Obamacare was going to be our savior, then you should probably, you know, feel its consequences. We all should. Not to be punished, but why protect all of us from what we did? We let this happen. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked me what would be an adequate bare minimum insurance. A few weeks ago, I guess you were looking and you were trying to find a catastrophic insurance. This is a tough one, okay? Because many of us will cite, okay, well, let's say we get into a car accident and then we have thousands upon thousands of dollars of bills. Now, if you have MedPay with your car, that may cover medical with the car insurance. Now, MedPay, I believe, will be capped at some point, but if you can't afford a catastrophic plan, sometimes you can afford MedPay with your car insurance. So check that out. That may be a possibility. One of you asked if disability will cover you even if you don't have health insurance. Well, it depends. If you have a disability coverage, you could be paid for being disabled, but your medical, but remember, your disability coverage, that only pays for your rent, your, daily living expenses. Wouldn't pay for medical. You know, trying to bypass and circumvent the medical could be pretty tough. This is what I suggest you all do. Okay, first and foremost, find out if you do qualify for Medicaid. Alright, I mean, the government's spending the money, the states are spending the money. Find out if you could fall under the umbrella of Medicaid. If so, you'll have some sort of coverage. Number two is see if you qualify for Medicare, whether you're of that age or whether if you have a disability that qualifies you, find out. Not that I want everybody living on the government's dime, but you guys come first. And if you guys don't have health insurance, it's my job to lead you to the direction where you could get it. Next, you make just barely enough to not qualify for Medicaid. You're too young for Medicare. If you go on these Obamacare websites and you find that they're all screwing everybody because the prices are so damn high, you go to a broker. Like I use NevadaBenefits.com in Nevada, and they pull up, you know, the rates for me. And then I look up what it would cost for me. Okay? Now, I'm assuming you can't get insurance through work. Okay, I'm assuming if you can't get insurance to work, then that's your next, you know. Yeah. Now, one of you had asked me if I could go off subject, if you could negotiate with your boss to take less of a pay to make the health insurance. Okay? Be very, very careful about that. Agreeing to less pay, okay, or forgoing your bonus checks for health insurance, you know, you could still, unfortunately, get fired, and then your rate, you know, for unemployment, again, is based on what you made. Be very careful. It may be worth you're just making the extra money. Now, mind you, I know getting health insurance through the employer is a lot more, I know getting health insurance through the employer would be a heck of a lot cheaper than you buying it yourself. So, for example, me, a family of four for $700, making $700 more a month, you know, what would that equate to per dollarly hour? So I get that. I get that. Of course, minus what they take out of your paychecks. But if you think that you would be making a good deal that way, yeah, you can. I mean, it's worth a try then to bargain. You know, but I mean, make sure you're not taking that drastic a cut. Because my prediction is nobody's going to be buying this crappy health insurance on the exchanges if the government doesn't know how to handle the subsidies. And the insurance companies are going to have to start cutting their rates again. Or, unfortunately, we're going to have the public option. So, you check with your work. You see what you can do to get on the works insurance plan, okay? Don't sleep with anybody, right? Medicare, Medicaid. Then go to a broker, find out what you could get. A good catastrophic health insurance will have no cap, right? Which most of them shouldn't, based on Obamacare. None of them shouldn't. Should not have to deal with pre-existing conditions. Should cover cancer, accidents, surgeries, physical therapy, etc. Many of us, again, I'll bring up Breaking Bad, right? Hank had a lot of medical bills when he couldn't walk. So he needed to have the physical therapy. And they were very right. The more physical therapy you get, the more specialized, the more care you can get, a lot of times that can improve your outcome. Right? If your physical therapy runs out after 12 visits, you could be screwed. So you want to make sure that you're getting a plan. You have to look at the situation as, God forbid, it's something that's going to level you. Okay? And that's the type of insurance. You need to know that there's home health, rehab facilities covered. I'm not talking drug rehab. I'm talking rehab from the hip replacement or for the hip fracture, etc. So these are things you need to look for. In terms of deductibles, the few thousand dollars that you have to pay out of pocket, that's up to you on what you have in your financial stores. Okay? You know, it depends on what you have. Like, I mean, if you could tolerate a $5,000 deductible, then you could pay a $5,000 deductible. Obviously, the smaller deductible, the better. However, look at the premiums. If you're going to be paying $500 more a month for a lower deductible, right, to save yourself a few $1,000 deductible, I would rather you put that $400 or $500 into a bank account and apply that for your health care. I urge all of you, if you can, and some of your banks do that. My bank does a Christmas account, but don't use it for Christmas, all right, where they will take out $50 from your bank account once a month, once every couple weeks, to put away for Christmas spending. It's brilliant, okay? If you could have your bank do the same. See, if you actively try to put the $50, it doesn't work. You know one thing I did, and, I mean, I already had to spend the money through the recession, but prior to the recession, I used the U.S. Saving Bonds Treasury Direct, and I let them take out $50 every couple weeks from my bank account and threw it into a bond. And then I cashed the bonds when I needed the money during the recession. It's a possibility. It's something you can do if you need to for health care. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALY. That sounded like a stutter. DALY. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. We were talking about Halloween and the decomposition of bodies and death, and one of you had called in. I guess you were listening to my late night show last night and had brought something up, which I find fascinating. So let's kind of play that call. I apologize that I wasn't on live late last night because I do my show 9 to noon. Let's go ahead and play that for us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, Dr. Dolly. I found something very interesting out. When a human body dies, 21 grams leave the body. And what is left is a body, and the body is composed of carbon. The dollar bill is composed of carbon. This material world, for the most senses, is composed of carbon. Carbon is composed of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. The number 666 has been known whether people go to church or not, but the real meaning has not been known. So, the material world is made up of carbon. The 21 grams that leaves a body, I believe, is a spirit, but there's no way to prove it. So I believe the warning was that one day humans will walk this planet and have no connections with the spirit and move only by carbon. The 21 grams will be controlled by the carbon body, by a dollar bill, and that's the realm we're in now. Our ancient ancestors who knew the planet was round, who built pyramids on ley lines, were killed by Christopher Cumrabas, who thought the planet was flat. Our ancient ancestors had the spirit moving the carbon. Christopher Cumrabas had the carbon moving the spirit. Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Schwarzenegger said, "I'll be back."
Yeah.
So I believe that heaven will return when the spirit starts moving carbon instead of carbon controlling the spirit.
That's some cool stuff. Pretty spooky. He's kind of got one of those Halloween voices, doesn't he? I know. You know what? My late night listeners are some of the coolest listeners. I got to tell you, really, really cool. All right. But the subject that he brought up that some of you have asked me about is this 21 grams that leaves the body after you die. Now, you guys know where this originated. Okay, back in the early 1900s, there was Duncan McDougall. Okay, he was a physician, I believe, out of Massachusetts. And he had done some tests with people dying of tuberculosis. All right, now usually with tuberculosis consumption, they could pretty much tell when somebody was kind of about to die. So he decided to weigh them and see if there was a difference between between being alive and death from a weight standpoint. Now, mind you, with tuberculosis, you are spewing out some real nasty phlegm. So you would think that last couple gurgles or whatever spewing, you could throw out 21 grams of some mucus. But basically what happened is I think he looked at about 6 patients. I don't remember this to the finest detail, but when he averaged the amount of weight loss, it averaged to about 21 grams. Then I believe they did some studies on mice where they weighed them before and after they died. And they found that there was weight loss after death, immediate. We're talking immediate death. Now, since within the first few minutes of death, you really don't lose that much fluid, right? I mean, you know, you just sitting there watching TV, you probably wouldn't lose 21 grams unless, of course, you're sweating profusely, then maybe. Now, but for the most part, because you would lose those, because they thought because that weight loss of that 21 grams happened so quickly, they assumed that it was probably the spirit, that the spirit weighs 21 grams. Unfortunately, they've never been able to reproduce these studies. They said that McDougall's methodology wasn't good enough. They couldn't reproduce it. When they did, I guess, other studies, they found that, you know, the weight was still the same, or they didn't care to look. Personally, I think we have a spirit, and I think the spirit and the soul does leave the body at death. I just never really assumed there was a weight to it. I just think it's weightless. So I believe in spirits and souls. I don't really understand this whole 21 grams. Now, remember when we talked about, this was in the second hour of the show yesterday, how many times at death you will lose some bodily functions, some stool, some urine. Okay, not always, but you can. That could also possibly account for some weight differences. Okay, I mean, you know, if you lose part of the bladder, etc. But it is a real, real cool concept. It is. I dig that stuff. No, I can't explain the 21 grams either. The caller was talking about how, you know, with 666, I mean, are we all destined to be screwed because of the dollar and all that? I think a lot of us do cause our own negative destiny. Okay, I've always seen how greed, all right, could make things worse for people. You know, there was a movie. What movie did I watch with the kids? You know, I try to teach my kids things because I don't spend as much time with my kids as I want to. And so when we do spend time with the kids, I want to make sure it's fun, but I also want to make sure they're learning something. So we watched that movie with Vince Vaughn and the blonde guy, Owen Wilson. It was a movie about Google. I think it was called The Intern, okay? And we watched that movie. For those of you who haven't seen the movie, I mean, it was okay. It was cute. Okay, I mean, I wouldn't have spent money in the movie theater for it, but it was a nice one to rent. So we watch that movie, and basically there's some sort of a competition. And they try to win the competition, but there were other groups that tried to sabotage them. I think that was the movie. I'm trying to remember. Okay, so we're watching this movie where other people are trying to sabotage them, okay, and they're just kind of concentrating and moving forward. It's, you know, remember I told you there's really only 11 stories out there ever, right? And every movie or book is a variation of that sort of skeleton story, right? You know, and then good prevails, etc. But I told my kids after they watched that movie that if you want to succeed, if you're running a race, let's say, or if you're in a competition, you concentrate on what you're doing, okay? You concentrate on what you're doing, and you do the best job possible, and you make a straight line. But if somebody else is trying to go lateral to mess you up so that they could have an uninhibited straight line, okay, more times than not, they fail. When you run, you know, I used to run track. When you run, don't be all worried about who's in the next lane next to you and what they're doing. Because as soon as you give thought to that guy in the next lane or that girl in the next lane, all right, you're screwed. You just concentrate on what you're doing, and then when you're done with the race, you look around you. When my kids swam, I told them to do the same thing. And lo and behold, my kids would be shocked when they made it to first place. Okay, you don't worry about the other lanes. You don't try to screw somebody else up, because you're not going to win screwing somebody else up. All right? And it's just one of those things where I notice people who are greedy, they do that. They actually hurt themselves by screwing somebody else up. And it's just not worth it. And I've seen this time and time again. Like in medical school, you don't try to screw one of the other students, right, to make yourself look better. And remember, medical school is extremely competitive. All right, you do a good job, and you do a damn good job. And that gets you a hell of a lot farther. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so naive. There are people out there that are greedy. You got the Al Capones out there. You have the, yeah, you do, but it still didn't end well for Al Capone. That's how I look at it, okay? You know, and you know, Aesop's fable, right? The goose that laid the golden egg, you know, or the Indiana Jones movie, the third Indiana Jones movie where Elsa, the pretty blonde lady, was trying to reach for the Holy Grail, and she wouldn't let it go, so she ends up dying anyway. It's not worth it. Okay? Just try to do the straight and narrow. I'd rather have God on my side than some idiot, greedy partner. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Fred, one of my longtime listeners, wants me to talk about this new hepatitis C drug that has been found to cure 80% of patients with hepatitis C. Now, this is sounding pretty good. All right, but again, it's experimental. Apparently, it's from Johnson & Johnson. It's experimental hepatitis C drug. This is being reported throughout the news today, and it is called Cimeprevir. Now, the FDA has done a review of this, and I guess it is still pending approval at this point. But hepatitis C is one of these viruses that is very, very common. I believe about 3 million people currently in the United States have it. It is one of the nastiest forms of hepatitis, causing liver death, even liver cancer. It could take decades to actually cause fatalities, but it's one of those viruses that you could acquire through transfusion. If the blood wasn't tested, you could acquire through drugs, you could acquire through sex, and even just blood contact. So something like this is something that's extremely concerning. We've recommended that anybody who's a baby boomer get tested for hepatitis C, because back in the day when you got tattoos, the needles might not have been sterilized. And tattoos are another form of people getting hepatitis. So, from what we understand, back in 2011, the FDA approved a couple drugs from Merck and Vertex Pharmaceuticals that which were linked to either a 65 or 75% treatment when combined with older treatments. This new drug from Johnson & Johnson apparently cured 80% of patients who were never treated before. So we're talking a first-line agent, nothing in combo. So they're trying to get approval with that. Now, were there side effects with this? I think rash, maybe some photosensitivity, like a sunburn, etc. And so we don't want you getting skin cancer with this medication. But remember, a lot of drugs have photosensitivity. We talked about that. Many of you taking an antibiotic or some other medication that says avoid sun, listen to those recommendations. And we've talked about sun exposure with certain drugs, and I've given you guys a list. We'll probably do it again as the weather warms up. But this is looking promising. Thank you, Fred. Longtime listener and buddy of mine. I know him pretty well. This hepatitis C drug is definitely something to watch out for. Okay, so we were talking about this hair sort of treatment, this transplant. This is some cool stuff. We talked about this in the previous hour. Basically, with this hair type of transplant that they're looking at, it basically has to do with, rather than actually doing a transplant of hair follicles from another part of the head and then putting it on the area that's balding and then, you know, trying to cover up the scar that was left from the place where the transplant was taken. What this does, it's pretty interesting, okay? They actually take these cells. We went into the detail of the dermal papilla and the follicle yesterday, but basically they found certain cells, these dermal papilla cells, that could be harvested, right, and then transplanted to the areas that need to create new skin follicles. Okay? Now, in the past, they were able to do this on rodents. Okay? But they couldn't do it on humans. Well, they found that the cells had to interact with each other and communicate with each other and actually clump up. So you couldn't just take some cells, transplant them. You needed to come up with some sort of an aggregate that would work together. So they say if we cultured human papillae in such a way to encourage them to aggregate the way rodent cells do on their own, it could recreate conditions needed to induce human growth on the skin. So they harvest the dermal papillae from humans. They clone the human papilla cells before transplanting them between the layers of the human skin. And that's how they hope to, you know, so you don't have to actually take spots of hair and then cause permanent scarring as you retransplant. So pretty interesting stuff. I still think bald is sexy. All right, so I don't think y'all should go through too much time or money to try to transplant extra hair, but whatever floats your boat. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Debilitating PMS is now officially a mental disorder. It has been recognized as a distinct mental disorder, premenstrual dysmorphic disorder, in the American Psychiatric Association's latest DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is basically our psychiatric Bible. So, what's good, if there's any good to this, is women could now be given a diagnosis. Who knows, maybe be able to get disability, maybe be able to get some benefits, etc. All right, I get a little nervous, okay, putting anything, all right, into a psychiatric manual that has to do with the female menstrual cycle. All right, remember, the female menstrual cycle is a very barbaric one, but it's normal. Okay? Some of us tolerate it pretty well. Some of us don't tolerate it really well, depending on our cramps, depending on our serotonin drop. And so we don't want We don't want to start labeling. I mean, look at what we've done all these decades, being able to kind of shed the stereotype that women on their period are inferior or women are inferior. We women should be able to do whatever the hell we need. I took my SAT when I was on my period, and I got a 1450, right? Near perfect math score, by the way. All right, so as far as I'm concerned, me having my period makes me superwoman. But there are some women that once a month completely crump. And I really empathize with them. I feel really, really bad, and I sympathize with them. And they, and, you know, if they need to take off work, they should be able to do that without people, without their bosses putting them at risk for termination. But this PMDD, many doctors may prescribe something like Prozac, for example. Remember Seraphim? Right? Had gotten approval back in 2000, and Seraphim was supposed to help with PMDD and the serotonin drop. And it did. I mean, some of my patients did really, really well. I think it was 10 bucks a pill at the time. It was pretty expensive. But severe PMS, mental disorder. I think I beg to differ. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so first child or the firstborn, are they truly clever? Do they have higher IQs? Well, what's very interesting is this one study, they say firstborn children do better in school. And the moms, more than a third of the moms, consider that their older one to be the most studious. Now, that's very interesting because in my family, I ended up, even though I think I was the dumbest out of all the kids in my family, I had the highest grades. I just dug school, okay? The fourth kid also really dug school, and he got great grades also. But my older sister and my younger brother, they really weren't into school. And they were like, this blows. And even though they're still smarter than I could ever be. And so, and even in our family, the older boy not as into school as the younger boy. The younger boy, if he gets a 93%, he's upset with himself. And I'm like, 93% is awesome. And he doesn't like it. He doesn't like 93%. He wants 100 plus, 105%. And I don't put that pressure on him, but he's just into that. So I'd have to disagree. But what I do agree with is how the moms and dads, when it comes to a first child, really emphasizes, I mean, they really spend more time with that first kid. They are more obsessive about things with that kid. The second and third kid, like my second kid, I don't really have a lot of pictures of him like I do with the first. Okay, I don't really have as many memories of him growing up as the first. Because your first child, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're more obsessive. So it's an interesting theory. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.